It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Stuart Late. The Council for Civil Liberties says Chief Justice Tim Carmody did the right thing by recusing himself from the panel presiding over Brett Cowan's Court of Appeal hearing. The move came after Cowan's lawyers applied for his disqualification on the basis of perceived bias due to Chief Justice Carmody's meeting with Braveheart's founder Hetty Johnston. Appeal Court President Margaret McMurdo has also concerns about that meeting and now won't work with him. Civil Liberties Council Vice President Terry O'Gorman says the issue at the heart of the matter is what's called ostensible bias, and the Chief Justice had no choice but to step down.
The reality is, if the Morecambes want an end to litigation, the Chief Justice had no choice but to do what he did, and that is to pull out of the case, because otherwise this would have ended up in the High Court.
The Palaszczuk government's shelving the bus aspect of Brisbane's proposed bus and train tunnel. The Deputy Premier is looking at which elements of the Bat Tunnel and Labor's Cross River Rail proposal to keep. But Deputy Premier Jackie Trad says the original concept never included buses.
What we need is proper transport planners and technicians advising government, not a frustrated engineer who wanted to put trains and tunnels together in a tunnel that essentially most public transport experts said was more spin than substance.
Police have been forced to taser an axe-wielding man in the state's northwest. Officers were called to a disturbance in Mount Isa early this morning, where they were confronted by the agitated 37-year-old. He allegedly threatened police and refused to put down his axe. He was then tasered. The man will front the Mount Isa Magistrates Court today. Childcare groups say they want to see more detail about the federal government's childcare package, with an extra $850 million to be spent on disadvantaged kids. Political editor Michael Packey has more.
Children vulnerable to abuse and living in regional and remote parts of the country will get extra assistance. Money will also be made available to help childcare centres train and recruit staff, as well as buy new equipment. This next phase of the government's childcare policy will be announced in the next hour. Samantha Page from Early Childhood Australia has cautiously welcomed the policy.
We need to see that detail to know how much additional money is being put into the system.
The government maintains it won't borrow to fund its programs, urging Labor to pass blocked savings measures. Michael Packey, Macquarie National News.
Tony Abbott's chief business advisor claims that climate change is a hoax led by the United Nations so that it can end democracy. Maurice Newman has written in The Australian that scientific modelling showing the link between humans and climate change is wrong, and the real agenda is a world takeover by the UN. The claims come as scientists confirm the world is headed into a major drought-bringing El Nino event. The Bureau of Meteorology is expected to announce next week that an El Nino is all but certain. More bushfires and water shortages are on the way, with the hardest hit areas southern Queensland and most of New South Wales. And early exit polls out of the UK are indicating the Conservative Party has had a strong showing in the general election. As UK correspondent Enda Brady reports, counting is well underway.
The indications are David Cameron will be heading back into number 10 Downing Street as Prime Minister. His Conservative Party, according to the exit poll, that is all it is right now. His party will have 316 seats. You need 326 to form a government, a majority government here. He will be 10 short, and his current coalition partner, the Liberal Democrats, last time around they had 50-plus seats. The predictions are that their vote has been pretty much wiped out in the UK. They are down to 10 seats. But nevertheless, 316 plus 10 gives you a government.
It's 3 past 10. In NRL action tonight, Darius Boyd makes his debut for the Broncos this season after being sidelined with a major Achilles injury. Brisbane can hold top place on the ladder with a win against the Panthers at Suncorp Stadium. In the other game, the Roosters are desperate for a win tonight against the West Tigers in Sydney. In the AFL tonight, Collingwood play Geelong in Melbourne. Adam Scott has double bogeyed the last hole to be in the clubhouse 5 shots off the pace at the Players' Championship in Florida. And Nick Kyrgios says he'll now focus on his next tournament in Rome after being knocked out of the Madrid Tennis Open. This is Macquarie National News. Sunny today with some light winds about. Brisbane a top of 24 degrees, the Bayside a bit cooler on 23, Ipswich 24, and the Golden Sunshine Coast also hitting 24, the top there today. Heading for an overnight low of 13 then, ahead of a sunny day tomorrow to start the weekend, a top of 25, staying sunny for Sunday with a top of 25 as well, and a sunny Monday with that top of 25 degrees. Moreton Bay south to southwesterly winds 10 to 15 knots and seas below 1 metre. Currently it's 19 degrees in Brisbane.